97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and one of the big phenomenons, one of the guilty pleasures in my life is So You Think You Can Dance. Growing up, I was a rhythm light. I was a showstopper. I did jazz hands and Paulo Rays and sequins and the whole thing. And so this is a guilty pleasure of mine. So You Think You Can Dance on Fox. And on the line right now, Miss Mia Michaels, 5 years on So You Think You Can Dance. Mia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Mia, where the hell'd you go?
Well, right now I'm in Florida with my family. Where did I go? It was time to move. That's what it was. It was time to move and pursue some other projects. I'm one of those people that when I'm in a project, I focus like nothing else exists, And so nothing else is getting done but So You Think You Can Dance. It was time for me to move.
Mia, did they bounce a check?
What?
Did they bounce a check on you?
Did what? Sorry.
Did they bounce a check?
Oh, once. Yes. No, I'm kidding. No, it's all good. I mean, we're all family over there. It was just, make some room for new choreographers, time to do my own show, time to brand myself more. It was a business decision.
Mia, I'll tell you a little inside on me. I did this morning. I've worked for the station for years and years and years. Uh-huh. And it was a mutual business decision that I leave last March. And there was a mutual business decision to bring me back just about a month ago. And so all the questions that you're fielding now about So You Think You Can Dance is what I fielded about this radio station for about 6 months. Huh. So I understand what you're going through, sister.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to do, It was a hard decision because it would have been really easy to stay there for another 5 years if the show lasted that long,
Sure.
But it was just, it was one of those things that in my gut and my instincts just kind of led me in that direction. And I have so many wonderful projects ahead of me that I couldn't pass up. So.
Absolutely. So tell me about them. What do you got going on? I mean, I know you're down with your family right now, but someone like you can't sit there and not do anything for long.
How do you know me?
I can. We have a kinship, sweetheart. I can just tell. Tell.
It's true.
So what do you got going on?
I have something going on, and right now I'm developing. I have three different television shows that are in development deal. They're all very different, but they're all my choreography or dance based. With me, of course, driving the ship. And then I have a book deal that is going to be talking about all the inspiration and about all the pieces I've done for the show and some other, and in the clothing line. So I have a bunch of projects that I'm excited to be working on.
That's awesome. What do you have a website of where we can get all of our Mia Michaels information?
Yes, MiaMichaels.com.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Again, Mia Michaels, you know her from So You Think You Can Dance for 5 years. 5 years is a long time. In television, it doesn't seem that long, but it really is a long, long time. What is there like one or two performances that you remember or one or two moments from the show itself that are really going to stick with you?
I just think the whole journey was so freaking cool. It was just like before I knew it, it was 5 years. You know what I mean? I just couldn't even believe it when I turned back and I was like, really? I've been doing this for 5 years. I'm a hard critic on my work, but I'm going to say all in all, the whole, the one thing I do remember is the door piece, because it was the one piece that I was laughing the whole way through. The whole time I was creating that piece, I was like peeing in my pants laughing, because I just took a scenario and I just exaggerated everything. And I had a blast doing that. Usually all my stuff is so intense. And so that one was just plain fun. So I do remember that experience. And Twitch was awesome. We couldn't even look at each other. We were laughing so hard.
That's fantastic. And we're talking to Mia Michaels, abruptly leaving So You Think You Can Dance after. I wanted, people know you from So You Think You Can Dance. But at the same time, you're not on the damn show anymore. So it's not like they can tune in and see you later.
I know. I will be back on the tube.
So tell me about these TV things. I would imagine you're executive producing them now.
Yes.
And which means a nice chunk of change when they get picked up and when they go into syndication and whatnot. Tell us about the shows. What are they? What are their names? When do you expect to see them out?
We don't, we only have working names right now, and one of them is a choreography competition, but it's you know, like very Project Runway based, except much more, I'm much more hands-on with the choreographers, and much more, it's not just like a dance challenge, it's much more about the entire creative experience and the journey.
Okay.
And what I put these choreographers through to be an artist and a visual artist, and it's really, really cool. And then another one is I just tap into the communities, and I find these stories and these wonderful people, and I celebrate. It's like portraits, the portrait of their life, and I create their life through my eye and my dance. And
Mia,
and,
I got it for you. I got your working titles. All right.
Go.
All right. The last one, the one where you go and find the stories.
Yeah.
Your title is
what?
Mia Michaels Has a Heart.
Aww.
Okay. See, I'm good at this. Ready? And then
yeah,
you
should definitely think about doing this for a living.
And then the one where it's the competition and the whole thing.
Yep.
It's Mia Michaels Kicks Your Ass. See, I'm good at this, right?
This is amazing. Will you come work for me?
You know what? I will. I'll just, you know, just give me a couple percentage points on the back end, and I'll be set for life.
Awesome.
That's all I'll do. Mia Michaels, all I'll do is I'll just start naming crap for you. I'll name it. I'll trademark it. I'll give you a tagline, and boom, you're done.
Perfect. That's one less thing for me. Great.
Mia Michaels, check her out at MiaMichaels.com. I know you're busy not working on a show anymore. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry. One last thing before you go. It's called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Jaws.
Really?
Yes. I have an obsession with Great White Sharks. I don't know why.
What is your drink of choice? Like, when you go out to the club, what drink do you order?
Club or dinner?
Club.
Vodka soda.
What? Any particular brand of vodka?
Or a Cosmo. Belvedere.
Okay. Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
Really? That's surprising to me. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Chest.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Oh.
You dirty girl.
No comment.
Dirty. The fact that you hesitated makes you dirty. I love you for it. Mia Michaels, MiaMichaels.com. You know her from So You Think You Can Dance. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go make your money, girl.
Okay.
You go
you,
make
I
your
will.
Money, all right? Mia Michaels,
nice
everybody. We'll be right
you.
Back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.